Alright guys, Joe Gill Show, episode 7, full disclosure, I made one episode for a fan, specifically for one fan, my only fan, not only fans, sorry, I don't even know, what's the theme for this one? The theme's gonna be Reed, that fucking fuck Reed. Hey there, buddy. You've got a whole theme time for you now. Read. So this guy... fucking Reed. this bastard. So, hey guys, have you ever had one single fan? That's all I had. It was like, I'll anything you'll do, I'll watch it and love it, man. And I'll send you love hearts. And if, what else was it? And if I don't watch your video, I feel the need to apologize profusely for not watching your fucking video. And also, I've only told 5 people. Yeah, so this is how it goes. I put the offer out to help people quit pornography. It's weird. It's a weird offer. It's a weird offer to make. Put that offer out. This fucking fuck, I fucking despise him. I actually went from being beloved to I fucking hate this guy now. Fuck you, man. Sorry. I make the offer. I'm like, hey guys, hey buddy, I'll help you get porn out of your life. And he goes, no, that's not my concern. I do need help. I've only told 5 people in my entire fucking life. I've had a sip of alcohol. DTs, delirium tremens, I've been through that. I really relate and resonate with your content for some strange reason. I'm also dying. No, I'm not dying. I'm also not fucking dying. Hey, take all that information. Do what you... And this fuck... I'm sorry, now I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Really? What was wrong with this human being? He's like, hey, because I take that information. I'm like, hey, buddy, I don't fucking know you. Why the fuck are you telling me this? Which I think was an appropriate response. In hindsight, I'm like, maybe I should have responded differently. Maybe I should have been Jesus and gone, come here, my son. I will hold your hand in your last moments. No, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck are you talking about? Sorry, he was my only fan. And then I found out he doesn't even watch my videos. And I'm just like, what? What is wrong? What? He's like, oh no, I was like, you, because I spent maybe a week, 2 weeks, so conflicted on just like, oh my God, I gotta help this guy, how do I help this guy? And also, he's never gonna fucking pay me for this service. So, how? There's nothing in it for me. Why would he do this? Why did this happen to me, Reed? That's what I started thinking. Why did this happen to me? I went through this 7 stages of whatever they call it. Why would he do that? Why would he do that with me? So I actually decided, all right, I'll help him. However I can, the best I can. This guy is clearly insane. I'll help him. And how I help him is I make him a little voice memo. I'm like, hey Reed, what the fuck is wrong with you? Stop apologizing for not watching my videos. It fucking creeps me out. You're sending me love hearts all the time. Are you fucking gay? What the fuck? Why the fuck would you tell a stranger on the internet that information in a fucking YouTube comment? And also, my little safety out was maybe he's lying. He's a fucking drunk. He doesn't like being called drunk. A drunk, you're a drunk, mate. You're a fucking drunk. You're a dry drunk. I even gave him my rant on sobriety. Hey, Betty, there's a difference between not drinking and being sober. Look into that. Because if you're sober, you don't feel the need to reach out to a stranger based in Australia with the fact you're fucking not dying. This was my one fan. This was my one fan. I called him cheap as well. It's like, hey, I'm Reed. I'm such a cheap guy. Is he genuine? I wanna work out whether you're a real fixer. That fucking, I detest this man now. You go out, you try to help people with specific problems. They don't want help with that. They want to fucking take all their emotional shit, all their emotional garbage, and dump it on you. Because I'm actually now just going, I think I understand what's going on. He wanted attention. I think that was what it was. Yep, that's what it was. Hey, sexy stranger on the internet, I'm fucking not dying. Pay attention to me. Be my best friend. Watch me lose. What the fuck was wrong with this guy? I'm sorry, Reed. Wait, you're not even gonna listen, are you? Because you're not even a fucking fan. That's how fucking mentally disturbed you are. Well, I go out of my day to make him a little personal message of support, which was, he's like, hey man, don't worry, you can't offend me. Okay, I was like, all right, check. I can't offend this guy. Also, I think it's a cultural difference where how the fuck do you react to a guy you've never met telling you that before? What is the appropriate reaction? So I went into my impressions, I went into my jokes, and I bullied him. I sent him a voicemail bullying him, going, hey, buddy. I think he's a fat guy as well. That was the other thing that threw me. Because I always imagined him as like a skinny little stoner. He's like, no, I'm a big fat guy. I don't know if he's fat though. Hey, I'm not a big fat guy.
What the fuck, Reed? What the fuck, Reed?
I send him a message of support and triumph. I send him the funniest message ever made. He's offended by it. Because I'm like, hey, my name's Reed. I travel here and there.
It cracks me up. He got me reflecting on, like, was that an appropriate response to someone telling you they're not dying?
I'm like, yeah, that's how I will respond forever. That was the funniest thing I've ever done in my life. But no, this guy just wanted me to pity him. To be like, hey, I need fucking pity. Ugh, disgusting. Sorry, Reed. Although you don't even fucking watch my videos, so why the fuck would I worry about you, mate? So I'm like, hey, Reed, I'll transform your life if you want. I'll do that. For a dollar. For a single dollar. Send me a dollar. You cheap fuck. Send me a dollar. Ugh, this guy. This guy ruined my fucking life. What the fuck, Reed?
One fan, having one single fan.
I was like, hey, buddy, my channel was a suicide prevention channel for a long time. That's why you resonated with all the content geared at a fucking another guy who was about to hang himself. I ended up completely detesting that man. Because you go, hey, I'm spending 10 hours a day thinking about you, helping you achieve your goals. Could you, I don't know, I have a buy me a coffee thing. Could you donate there? And this guy's like, no, everyone loves watching me. I'm a fucking boring autist, but everyone loves me. I've never thought about what I'm going to say on camera.
Never thought about that.
I've been making videos for 10 years. I still get nervous because I don't take fucking 5 minutes to think about what I'm gonna fucking say, you fucking autistic. Fuck you, man. I'm so angry now. I'm so angry. I'm so angry. I gotta get this out. And you go, oh, this guy had a David Goggins photo on his profile. And I was like, profile picture. I'm like, oh, he's never even listened to anything David Goggins said. Ever. He just got a photo with him. Because he's like, hey, this will be a good way to get people back to my channel if I have a photo of David Goggins, because no one gives a fuck about me or my life, because I'm the most boring human being who's ever lived, although I do have pretty blue eyes. Jeez Louise, man. What is my life? So this guy spends every day... I'm doing an impression of him now. I think he is dead. I think he would have... I don't even want to say this. He was on a death trip. That is what attracted me to him. Because I could observe that pretty clearly. You've got a guy in his late 20s being like, hey man, I want to be celibate for the rest of my life. Of course he's thinking very short term. Of course. No, hey buddy, I want to be your best friend.
What is wrong with me?
Well, I'm like, no, I've got to help this guy. I think it's codependency is what's wrong with me. I got to help this guy, man. So I spent 3 months. Did I even help this guy? Maybe. Maybe not. Oh, wait. Yeah, I definitely did. In ways he would never return the favor. That's what annoyed me. I was like, this guy's he forgot my name. Every fucking video he'd shout me out. No, he wouldn't. He'd never shout me out. When he did shout me out, he'd be like, what's your name again, buddy? The guy who's saving my life, is it Joel? Babadabi? It's like, what? Oh my God, what's wrong with, I just realized that. What is wrong with me? I was like, I'll still help him. This guy doesn't know my fucking name. I'll still help him. Yeah, so we got a lot of the emotional garbage. Where I finally was like, what is wrong with me? What really got me is I was like, the whole time I was like, hey guys, let's start a community, we'll conquer this space. Nobody wanted to do it. Nobody valued my opinion. And then I saw he was like in another community with other people. I was like, oh, okay, this guy's a... And other people, it was clearly orchestrated by... I don't even want to say. It's like a guy... What was it? A guy wrote an email being like, hey guys, I make these videos also. I'm never going to show my face because I'm a life scientist. So it was clearly a scientific... It was so, like, if you know a thing or two about a thing or two, it's clearly, what is it, best way to control the opposition is to run the opposition. So it was clearly that. It was so clearly that to anyone who had paid attention to any one fucking word I'd said in my videos. It was clearly that. And that's when I was finally like, oh, this guy doesn't value my opinion at all. And he's a moron. And he's standing next to this guy is placing my life in danger. Jeez, I am a great guy. I woke up this morning feeling bad. I was like, maybe I responded incorrectly to this. And then I'm like, no. They are fucking disasters. You are a great human being. That's what it all comes back to. Who else would do this? So make this Reed guy the funniest message that's ever been made. I listen back to them and laugh. Because that's what I said in every video. I'm trying to make me laugh. And this guy is offended. He's so offended. He's such an abused gift horse where I feel bad. I'm like, how do you react to that, Reed? Hey, man, Reed ruined my life. No, he didn't actually, because I'm like, okay, now I'm going to get a huge audience. So I never have to be around Reed again. Sorry, Reed.
Sorry, Reed. Ugh. Weirdo. Absolute weirdo. Weirdo. I actually hope you're still alive. I hope you are listening to this. You are the weirdest human being who's ever lived in my life. And you are a fucking drunk. You are a dry drunk. So I'm looking in front of a mirror again. which was really confronting for me. Because I was like, I am too, aren't I? I am too. So thank you, Reed. You have motivated me to go to a meeting to talk about you. Which is great. Which is actually great. All's well. That ends well. I don't know. This guy was reaching out to me for spiritual guidance. His messages were so weird. He's like, man, I actually really needed you about 5 days ago when I first contacted you after you'd been making call to actions for 3 months. He's like, I really needed you then. I'm the weirdest fucking thing I've ever read in my life. I really needed you then. I'm not trying to be rude about it. I really needed you then. I don't need you the same way now. Oh, my word, man. Oh, my word. Hey, my name's Reed. And I had this funny, you know what? I'm sorry. I've got a goof on this guy. No, don't goof on a not. He never told me he was dying. It was always, I'm not dying. Hey, my name's Reed. I don't know you at all. You made a NoFap video and you were like, hey, anyone else wants to quit porn? I probably will help you. And I decided to tell you, I'm not dying. I'm definitely not dying. I'm not dying. I'm not dying. I'm not dying. I don't want to say I'm dying. I think you're fucking dying, Reed. I'm not dying. I have alcohol-related illness, mystery illness. Good luck with it. Maybe we should hop on a phone call. No, we're never hopping on a fucking phone call. This guy ruined my life because I actually ended up devising a whole little program for him. That's how insane I am. I was like, okay, end of life care? Why not? Why not? You pay me enough money, I'll get you to the fucking moon. That was how I felt. So I was like, he pays me money, I will will him to live. That's what I was thinking. I will parachute into his life, will him to live for an extended period of time if he pays me some fucking money. I'm not doing that for free again. I will have him achieve every goal he's ever had in his life if he pays me some fucking money. That's how I finally, that's how I finally thought about it. It's like, hey man, you're obviously a big fat guy. Go in front of, see, it was so funny. I was trying to get him into mirror work, honestly. I was trying to get him to stop thinking about death as well, which is good things, were good things. They were good things. The final thing where I'm literally like, just fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. He was gonna be my first little guinea pig he was gonna be my first guinea pig through Don't Quit Your Daydream, through that community. I have built it, it's thriving. He was gonna be the first guy. He was gonna be, what is it, patient zero. And I was going to completely transform his life the way I transformed my life. I wasn't going to touch the fact that he was dying at all. I wasn't even going to acknowledge it because I knew he just wanted me to fucking pity him and give him attention and be like, oh, you poor baby. Oh, you poor baby. This guy I've never fucking met in my life. You poor baby. I'm going to send you love hearts all the time. When I finally go, are you fucking gay? You took it super personally.
was like, yeah, maybe I think it's a cultural difference. It's just Americans. I'm never going near an American again. Well, you can't goof on them. You can't goof on them. They're like, no, you've got to be. No, I am the center of the universe. I should be able to tell a random man I've never met before. I should be able to unload all my emotional garbage on him. He should pity me. He should give me sympathy.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
He should pity me. My Reed impression. I'm bringing it back, Reed. Because now, after you reveal, hey, buddy, I don't even watch your fucking videos. I'm telling everyone on the internet this information. I was like, well, this guy's seriously lost boy, complete lost boy. And that's how fucking broken I am. I was like, all right, I'll help this guy. So I cooked up an amazing program for him. I cooked up. It's like, I'll do the hard work of willing you to live, of getting you to focus on the joy that is life. Get your mind off the suffering. But I found he's not even a fucking fan. That's what I found out. I was like, alright, fuck this guy. Alright. I do not care. At all. That's what he told me. I think it was too good. Because he's like, no, my name's Reed. I want you to pity me. I want to become the center of your world. I want you to watch me fucking... I want to be your best friend. I want you to watch me lose weight. I'm thinking about starting vlogs. These don't sound like the most depressing things you've ever heard of in your life. I want you to pay attention to me. I want you to will me on. I want you to be a friend. What the fuck, man? This is why I'm never talking about God ever again on the internet. In my personal life, maybe. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. In my personal life, maybe I will, maybe I won't. Reed, you ruined my fucking days. Where you've got me debating, am I a good man for not orientating my entire life around another human being I've never met before? When I've got, I almost went into my own problems where I was like, I'm never going to speak about my own problems ever. Because who the fuck would care on planet Earth? Jeez Louise, I despise them. I love is the law, but oh my word. He changed my fucking voice. This guy changed the way I speak forever with the information he told me. Hey, I've never met you. This is the first time we're speaking privately in YouTube comments. You accused me of being vague and slippery. So now I'm going to tell you everything. No, maybe fucking tell me. Oh, come on, Reed. Reed, what the fuck, man? And this is how broken I am. This is how insane I am. I was like, all right, I don't know what happened. He's in my orbit. He's a winner by association now because he's in my orbit. You were in my orbit. You are a winner by association. Because you came to me with such a pathetic sob story. I'm sorry. Winner by association. Because I was like, all right, he's with me now. he is with me now. Because you were my one fan. So I was like, alright. He's with me. He's with me. It's us versus the world. But then he fucking told me he didn't even watch all my fucking videos. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this fucking fuck? That's how it actually happened. I'm like, oh, what the... No, he reached out for spiritual guidance. That was what he was looking for. Spiritual guidance. Hey, buddy, go to a fucking meeting. That was one. It was my first thing. I was like, hey, buddy, you need to go to a fucking meeting. And he was like, no. My drinking's worked out. I want to be your best friend. I want you to support me emotionally as I fucking die. And I want you to watch my vlogs where I lose weight. And I want you to be Jesus. I want you to save me. I want you to be my boyfriend because you were fucking gay. I hate to break it to you, Reed. You were the gayest man I've ever encountered on the internet who sends another man just love hearts all the time. Reed, you fucking ruined my life, Reed. You ruined my life. But I found out you don't watch my videos. So you're not in my orbit. You're out of my orbit forever. You are. That was the thing. I was like, if he wants to be a winner, if he wants to win at life, he can stay in my orbit. I will will him to greatness. That was my position. I was like, you hang around me, Reed. I will take us to the moon. I will take us past the stratosphere. You will catch escape velocity. You will ride my coattails. He was like, I don't even watch your videos. You have 0.1% influence on my life. Called me intellectual and kind as a fucking sarcastic put down because he's a fucking pussy. This man's dying. This man is not dying. He can't even be direct and be like, hey, buddy, you fucking offended me. He's got to be like, no, buddy, you're too intellectual and you're too kind-hearted for me to spend time around. That's how broken I am. I was like, I read that literally. I didn't realize he was being sarcastic at the time. I was like, yes, this is true. I am a stranger on the internet has told me they're fucking not dying. I have got fucking rent to pay. I'm behind fucking so many fucking bills that you guys wouldn't even fucking... You live at home, motherfuckers. You guys wouldn't even understand the pressure I'm under. No, you guys wouldn't even care. That was the thing I came to. I was like, you guys wouldn't even care. My heart is too big. I am not Jesus. It's finally what I reached. I was like, hey, buddy, I'm not fucking Jesus. Although, no, I gave him the offer. I gave him the offer. I went for a walk. I imagined it. I was like, all right, don't quit your daydream. Don't quit your daydream. This is a pretty good case study for that. This is a pretty good case study for that. I don't want to be your fucking friend ever, is what I had to say about 1,000 times. Why the fuck? Oh, sorry. I was like, hey buddy, I know nothing about you. Why the fuck would I want to be your friend? I tried to say it in a funny way, but this is genuine. This is sincere. Who the fuck on planet Earth would want to be your friend? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I got baptized. I recently got baptized. I no longer need you for spiritual guidance. What the fuck? I no longer need you for spiritual guidance through my final moments on Earth. So rest assured, I'm no longer a fan either. I was never a fan. You're so smart. You're so intellectual. But I was never a fan. I didn't even watch your videos. I just sent you love hearts because I'm fucking gay.
You're fucking fake. I'm sorry.
gayest guy I've ever encountered in my life. I despise you. I don't despise you. I don't despise you. I'm just like, what is wrong with that guy? I was thinking about it. I was almost crying thinking about it. Sorry, got to appear like a good guy again. Where I'm like, I was shedding tears. I didn't shed a single tear. I was like, this is too sad. This is too depressing to think about. I have to turn it into a joke. That is how I responded.
Hey, buddy. My name is Reed. I travel here and there.
I was like, all right, I'll transform your life, you fat fuck. That's what I was like. All right, I'll do it. Why not? I'll make it an amazing case study. That's how I thought of it. I was like, make it an amazing case study. I'll do it. I don't want to fucking care whether you live or die. That was another thing I said. I was like, I don't, to be very blunt, I do. Okay, this sounds intense to actually say now. To be very blunt, if I'm going to transform your life, I do not want an emotional investment on whether you live or fucking die. That was how I finally said it. Which I think offended him. I think that did offend him. I was like, hey, buddy, why the fuck? What the fuck did you do to me? Was my position. Arguably selfish. Arguably selfish. But I knew how it was gonna end. My entire life was gonna revolve around this fat fucking mentally ill. It's gonna revolve around Reed. And I have my own problems. I have people in my life who I care about first. For free. Well, not for free, they do things for me. That was the other thing. I was like, I've got people in my life who need my help, who've done amazing things for me all the time. They're coming to the stratosphere with me. Hey buddy, I really needed you then. I don't need you as much now, but Reed, what is wrong with you? Go to a fucking meeting, man. No, I'm Reed. I've got it all figured out. Although I'm watching a, should I release that? Like, it was the funniest thing I've ever done in my life. And I would have fucking transformed his life. That's the thing that gets me salty. I would have saved you, buddy. I would have dragged you back into life. With Don't Quit Your Daydream. I would have done it. I was like, hey, buddy, I started a new podcast. I'm never going to fucking help you with fucking anything. But here, check out the podcast. But he wasn't even a fucking fan. He never checked out the podcast. It's a funny podcast, man. It's a funny podcast. You're the star of this episode. You fucking fuck. Hey, my name's Reed. I'm still laughing. Now I feel bad about laughing about how funny that thing was. Because you took it so seriously. Should I have taken it more seriously? That's the other thing. I'm like, maybe I made too light of the fact this man is reaching out to me about the fact he's not dying. Maybe I took that in my stride a little. Actually, no, that's not what happened at all. It shook me. It shook me to my very core. This is the value of humor. This is the value of laughing. It shook me to my core. So I was like, I gotta turn this into a big fucking joke so I can even be around this. Because anyone who wasn't a pathetic fucking codependent
would have gone, hey, buddy, I don't even fucking care. That would have been their first response. Hey, buddy, seek real help. I did say that. I said, hey, man, go to a fucking meeting. Go to a fucking meeting. I kept drumming on it and said, go to a fucking meeting. No. My name's Reed. I've got my drinking worked out now. I don't drink anymore. I want to be your best friend.
What the fuck, man?
I want you to watch me lose weight. And I want you to help me process fucking death. That's what it came down to. I was like, I'll do it. But I'm gonna make jokes. I'm gonna joke about it if I have to do it. That was my position. I was like, alright, I'll do it. But you're a goof to me now. Don't send me love hearts. No, you can send me love hearts.
But also the thing.
But now I'm like, the love hearts were fake. It was a secret code as well. He's like, I send you a love heart when I watch the whole video. That's what that means. What the fuck, Reed? What the absolute fuck? I'm your biggest fan. I send you love hearts. And then you reveal to me. You reveal to me. You. Oh. This is when I was like, all right. I do not care whether you live or die. For real. This was the actual thing. And you're either with or against me was also the other position I had. Jeez Louise. This changed my personality forever. Where you go, I don't want to be that pathetic in my life ever. I need a life. I need people around me who care about me. I don't want to be in a position where I'm reaching out to strangers. I was 99.9% of my videos were like, hey man, I jizzed in my pants today. That was weird. Literally. Like, I never want to be in a position where I have to reach out to that for help. Oh. And he's like, oh, I never even watched your videos. I just, I'm here to ruin your life. Oh, far out. I'm not dying. I'm definitely not dying. When I thought he was, like, sincere about enjoying my content, that's the craziest part, I was like, all right, now we've got to orientate the whole thing around helping a guy who's not dying laugh and have a jolly good time. That is how broken I am.
He's like, don't call me a fucking sub. I found it funny when you called everyone else who subscribed a fucking sub, but I'm not a sub. I'm not a fucking sub, man. That fucking crossed the line when you said that directly to me. We were equals. I always thought of us as equals. Because you used to speak generic. You used to frame your sentences about enjoying your comments and whatever in a way that was intentionally meant to make you feel good, but calculated as a this guy fucking creeps me out. But I enjoyed the love hearts, so keep them coming, bud. Loosh. I was talking about loosh. Energetic. What was I talking about? Ugh. I gotta start singing again. This is what I reached, was a, you're doing this, man. You're doing this. Do what you actually want to do with your life. You're taking this roundabout way. Do what you actually want to do with your life. So that was going to be my lesson for Reed. I devised the whole little program to be like, hey man, I know you're fucking not dying. Why don't you focus on life? Why don't you start doing morning paper? This was my thing. I was like, hey buddy, start doing morning pages. Start doing that. I know you're not going to do that. I'll make it easy for you. I'll make the last fucking 10 years of my life keeping myself alive. I didn't have any fucks on the internet helping me, personally. No, I worked it out by myself. And the hand of God. Sorry. I was like, I don't know.
Is this weird to say? This is how I fucking feel. This is how I feel. It's coming out. It's coming out. Exactly. It's coming out or I'll explode. So, yeah, I didn't have any fucks holding my hand. I had people running away from me. I had people in my life going, "Hey man, we'll always be there for you." And then leaving immediately. If you ever need me, call me. I would never even consider calling you because I can't. I've had enough. I can see through it. It's up to me. It's up to me, and it's up to God. That's how I processed it. I can find the answer in some books, but I'm never reaching out to a fucking stranger on the internet. Reed, you ruined you. This is my. This is my origin story. Reed, you are my origin story of where I was like, all right, fuck everyone. Fuck everyone. No, that's not good. Where I was like, all right. Never taking a personal interest in a stranger on the internet. So, good lesson. Good lesson. Who isn't fucking paying me money? Huh? Hey guys, I've got a sponsorship offer. This was me when I was like struggling to. I didn't have enough fucking food to eat. I was losing weight because I had no money. Remember when? That's crazy. Remember when that happened? Was happening. See, I'm gonna let you guys in on one of my tricks. No, I'm not. I was about to. This is how this works. No, remember when? I remember when I was relying on my brother for food. For my brother, I was like, "Hey, brother, you've got food. Can I have some?" I remember when that was happening. I was spending 10 hours a day thinking about a guy who was gonna fucking hang himself.
I remember when I was stealing peanut butter. From my sister.
So, like, those are the people I owe big, big time.
I remember when my mother was helping me out.
So those are the people I'm helping, bud. For free. No, not for free. I owe them. I don't fucking owe you, Reed. Yeah? I owe you a fucking thing.
But I gave you so much. I gave you actionable things to work with immediately. It's like, hey, buddy, go to a meeting. Hey, fatso. Hey, you dry drunk. Go to a meeting. That's what I said.
Don't call me a. He called me a drunk. That hurt my feelings, mate. What the fuck?
What the absolute fuck?
I've only told 5 people in my entire life I've had a sip of alcohol. I resonate with you for some reason because you talked about a book you fucking...
I talked about a book I read about AA. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna unload everything I've ever heard. No, I'm gonna unload all my fucking... Ugh.
Ugh, Reed, You beat the codependency out of me, so I thank you for that.
I thank you for that. You were invaluable. You were an invaluable teacher of boundaries and fucking living your own life. So thank that. That's something they do in AA, which you'll never fucking work out.
And I never worked out either. I read a fucking book about it, and you're like, I need to reach out to somebody. I'll reach out to this guy. I would never consider going and talking to other people who are going through what I'm going through right now. I would never consider that. Never would cross
my mind to do that. Hey man, that was good advice, a good suggestion for you straight off the bat. You didn't act on it. You are. I was about to say you're dead to me. You're not dead to me. You're not dead to me. You're not dead to me, Reed.
Because you didn't even watch my fucking videos. You're not a fan. You're not a fan. You're not a fan.
So if he was, hello, new listeners. If he was,
If he was a fan,
I would have fucking willed him to live. I would have transformed his life. He would have been patient zero for don't quit your daydream. Because, you know me, I was like, I need a positive spin, I need a positive interpretation, I need, what is in it for me, what is the good thing, what is the good that can come from this? I even told that to Reed. I was like, hey Reed, you can steal this from me, you've ruined my fucking life with the information you told me. Yes, you're bringing me down with you. I'm sorry to say, you are a drowning man, you are trying to grab my ankle and pull me into the ocean with you. That is how it felt. That is what you were doing. Is that what he was doing?
Now this, I'm trying to work out whether you're real or you fake.
That fucking, then I was like, alright, gloves off.
I'm trying to work out whether you're real or are you fake.
I don't know, man.
I'm trying to work out whether you're real or are you fake. Ugh.
That's what I said to him. It's like, hey man, drunks, you're clearly a pathological liar. Clearly. Only 5 people in your entire life know that you had a sip of alcohol. And you've been in treatment centers for it. Clearly a pathological liar. Sorry. Clearly are one. Oh my god, I think he actually is one. Yes, he is one. What am I talking about? He is one.
I'll send you the, what was it?
I was like, is this guy even, what's he talking about?
No, I'll send you the medical paperwork. I'll fax that through to a stranger on the internet to prove.
Was that just an amazing bluff? I think that was a bluff. Was he for real? No. Sorry, I'm listening to my inner voice now. Was he for real? Nope. Yes. No, see, that's what the... He wanted pity. That's what it... He wanted pity, Joel. I can't do that. I can't have pity parties for people. I'm sure that's what he didn't like about treatment. Because I never went through that. Sorry, I'm chewing my ass. I never went through that. I never went through any sort of treatment.
I wouldn't even fucking waste people's time.
I'm sorry.
It's like, all right, I'm drinking myself to death. All right, I feel like I'm in a Stephen King horror film. All right. Why would I waste someone's time with this?
Man.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Was my reaction to that?
And I did also. I also did do that, so
I never contacted a stranger on the internet. Never. Hey, Russell Brand, I heard you talk about AA. Can you be my best? Can you be my best friend, and can you bring me through the 12 steps, Russell Brand, please? Hey, Brad Pitt.
Sorry, I gotta compare myself to, like, the big celebs now.
Hey, Brad Pitt, I heard you stop drinking. We have to be best friends now. You have to... It's now important for me. It's now important for you to know that I exist now. That's now important. So, oh, boy. Because I watched Fight Club. I didn't like any of your other movies. I saw Fight Club. That was good. You have to be my best friend. You have to help me. You have to comfort me. You have to watch my fucking vlogs of me. Oh my word, Reed! I would have done it as well. That's the thing. I would have done it. I would have done it if you were a true fan. You went true fan. Because if you were a true fan, you would have seen it coming.
how I responded.
You would have seen that coming. If you paid one iota of attention to the videos I was making that were fucking transforming your life.
Oh no, your videos don't have any influence on me. I don't, you're a big intellectual. You're a, what is it? You have such a big heart. You have such a big heart. You're such a big intellectual. But I need a friend. Please be my best friend. I'm fucking insane.
You're fucking insane, man. Sorry. I hope you do listen to this. I hope you don't listen to this. I don't know how I feel about it. This is crazy. This is weird. This makes me go, I do have to laugh more in life. My first episode. First episode. I was like, ah, man. Ah, man. Ah, man, what have you done to me? It's like, maybe I shouldn't laugh. Maybe that shouldn't be what I orientate my entire life around. Nope. Thank you, Reed. That, you were a sign from God. You were my sign from God to rip the absolute piss out of everything and everyone. What? Oh, my God. He wanted pity. That was the thing.
Hey, hey, stranger on the internet. Hey, stranger. Pity me. Help me. I don't watch. I never watched a single. I've had enough. I've had enough. You're a fucking liar. You are a pathological liar.
Sir, I hope you listen to this, Reed. You are a liar. Go talk to someone. Honestly. In your life. And the other fuck, you are also a pathological liar.
Oh no, I want to be an open book and be a fucking,
sorry, I already did this, but it's like, I'm an open book. No, you're not a fucking open book.
No, you're gonna watch all my videos, you're gonna spend fucking 10 hours a day thinking about me, I'm gonna ruin your fucking life, you're gonna, if I'm about to tab out on one of my goals, you're gonna have to come in, drag me out of fucking bed, I would never fucking do anything for you in my entire life.
That's the thing, I'm the most selfish human being who's ever lived.
Ever.
That's why I'm depressed, sorry. That's why you're depressed, sorry.
I might get an email from Mike V.
Fucking creeps, all of them. Fucking creeps. Absolute creeps. This might have to be a longer one. Where I'm like, I could go
for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on this. Be my best friend.
I might attach me trying to help this person.
No, are you, I don't care. I do not care. This will be fun. It would have been fun if I could have stayed detached. I would have transformed your life, Reed, but you weren't a fucking fan. You were a fake and you were a pathological liar and you need to go to a fucking meeting. And now I need to go to a meeting because you can't say that if you've never been to a meeting. I'm going to go talk about you. I'm going to go, Reed.
Feel better, man. No, sorry. I was like, yeah, I hope you... Is he
dying? Is he not dying? No. Yes. Think about it, Joel. Does this make any sense? No. Is it true? Yes.
Sorry, I'm listening. I'm actually going to pause, listen to my... listen to myself. Is he for real? Nope. He's fake. He is a fake. I've confirmed him as a fake.
I don't, that might be cope, though. Where you're like, if this guy was sincere, genuine, then what? I don't think he is. I do not think he is. I don't care. Actually, that's the point I actually reach. None of my concern. I don't give a fuck with you. Sorry. Unless you are
a beloved family member, if I see you on the street, if you're on the internet, I don't care. You're not real. You're not real. You're not real to me.
No, I'm not dying. Come, please, look at me.
Fucking hell, man.
You're looking very handsome this video. What the...
And I can't ever mention that creeps the fuck out of me to have another man go,
you're looking very handsome today. You're not... And I was like, am I more attractive?
I did make a video being like, am I more attractive?
He's like, no, you're looking fucking ugly today, bro.
I was like, okay, I think he's joking.
Oh, you. And he's like, oh, we
I would have flirted with him. That was the thing I always did. My mistake. I flirted with him in the comments. I think he did fall in love with me a little bit. Is that true? Yes. Sorry. My own inner voice, my own inner speaker. That is the judge now. You are the judge. This is not delusion. Jeez Louise, man. Jeez Louise. I even told them about my own ordeals. My own horrors. I'm like, hey man, I think I was 19 and I thought I was gonna die. Didn't die. Yeah, I had the tremendous, what do they call it? See, who even cares? That's what I mean. Who would even fucking care? That's how I felt at the time. I was like, ah, who cares? I don't care. Who cares? No. See, now I'm the one being like, hey, did I respond correctly? Was that the good way to respond in that situation? Yes, I was honest. Yes. What was the alternative?
Oh, you poor baby. I've never met you before. You poor baby. You poor baby. Yes, I will.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was the right thing.
No, yes, of course. Send me your videos of you, and I would have done this if you were a fucking fan, you fuck. Yeah, no, send me videos of you losing weight. That doesn't sound horribly depressing. No, no, yep, you know, yep. No, yes, tell me about all your fucking problems. Yep, okay,
all right. Nope. All right. Yes, death. Yes, death is horrible. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Go read a fucking book about it, bro.
Bro.
And I fucking told that fucking guy. This is what really bugs me now. I was like, hey guys, don't call me fucking bro. I don't like it. Don't call me bro. And he's like, hey bro. Immediately in the comments, he's like, ha, I'm funny, huh? You will address me, you fucking sub, a supreme leader.
Oh, no, I'm not a sub. I'm not like the other guys, you goof on. I'm different. I'm your favorite.
You were my favorite. You were actually my favorite. But you were fake. You were a fraud. And you were gay for me. That's what I was like, that's the only explanation. I was like, who would watch these? That was the other thing. I was like, who would fucking watch these videos? I had to say that to him. I was like, I was doing these as a weird suicide prevention. Is that true? Yeah, it was. It was. And it was also cowardice about not wanting to pursue my dharma, my true path, not follow that. So I let another guy's cowardice drag me down. And you get one other guy being like, okay, it's never going to end. That was the thing I realized. It's never going to end. They help yourself first. Ooh, don't quit your daydream. Don't quit your daydream. Check that out. Check that out. Link in bio. Link in bio. And this fucking Reed, fuck, sorry.
He's like, hey man, I'll send you $300. No, I'll send you $100. No, I won't send you anything. You don't have money. Oh, I had money. I don't have it now.
This guy, I don't want to work with him. I don't want to work with him. Because I sent him a sincere thing. I was like, all right, jokes didn't work. I will transform your life. That was the thing. I was like, I will. You need fun. That was the thing I realized. You are fucking depressing to be around. You need fun. You need to create. You are going through the middle. You are going through the quarter life crisis of all quarter life crises. You need some fun. Have some fun. And learning how to have fun. If you're a fucking dry drunk, sorry, bud, you are a dry drunk, is difficult.
So don't quit your daydream. Don't quit your daydream. Check that out.
And read your band forever. Forever, because you fucking unsubscribed, you fuck. You fucking liar.
Hey, man, I'll let you do anything. You're the best. Please take a personal interest in me.
All right, I'll take a personal interest in you. Okay, this guy needs some fucking real talk.
You can't offend me. You can't offend me. That's what you fucking said, you fucking pathological liar. You do, you say whatever you want. You can't offend me.
Okay, I'll say whatever I want.
I'm offended. I'm offended. How dare he do a funny accent of me? How dare he tell me to go to a mirror and fucking say every... Hey, my name's Reed. I'm a big fat guy. I travel here and there.
Sorry, this was literally of all the information I was willing to have at that time, because it's like, this is such a weird situation.
Hey, my name's Reed. I'm a big fat guy. I travel here and there. I'm not dying. I'm definitely not dying. I'm telling strangers on the internet I'm not dying. I'm looking for a friend. And
film that. Do me a fucking favor. Film that. Get all the poison out about the fucking disaster your life is, mate. That's what I told him. And then, it wasn't just a goof on him. It was, have a fucking hard conversation with yourself when you're looking in the mirror. And then talk about, my name's Reed, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna figure skate. I'm gonna climb Mount Everest. The doctor's told that, I don't even know if the doctor's told, he fucking sounds full of shit. He sounds like a pathological liar. He sounds like he was gay for me. Bit, this was the efforts I was going through from this fucking fuck you, Reed. Sorry, fuck slash bless you.
Bit, I was reaching out to you for spiritual guidance and you didn't give me...
What the fuck? Yep, you're welcome for the reality check, bud. I did you a huge favor. You want spiritual guidance? Go to a fucking meeting. Go to a fucking meeting.
Yeah, so I'm Reed. I want to be a figure skater. They told me I couldn't do it. I'm going to do it. I'm Reed. My life is this fucking disaster, but watch me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove them wrong.
And I was like, imagine. Do not limit yourself at all. Imagine yourself doing this.
He's like, no, stop making me videos.
That's how he responded. He's like, ha, stop making me videos. You've offended me. I don't want to be goofed on. I enjoyed it when 99.9% of your videos were goofing on other people.
I enjoyed that. But as soon as you turned your fucking razor wit and...
I was about to say tongue. I would have fucking turned that fuck off on.
Anyway, as soon as you turned it back at me, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I wanted to be your best friend. I wanted to be equals. You're not my fucking equal.
We are equals, of course, in the... that you were watching me, I was not watching you. We were not equals in that sense. So for me to fucking lower myself down to your level would have ended my life. I would have lost the will to live. Oh my God, how did this happen, man? How did this happen, man? He got me sincere as well. I was like, hey, Reed, this is sincere, Joe. I think you're a fucking pathological liar. I still do that. I think that, yeah, you are a pathological liar. I still think that. Sorry.
No, I'll send you the proof.
Okay, who would say that? Jeez Louise, he was lying.
He was lying.
Yep, he was lying. It was fucking weird. I'd post something, and he kept crowbarring in his health situation. He's like, oh man, I need a... One was about prayer. I was like, hey man, I need prayer for me. Jeez, he was fucking lying. He was lying. He was lying. Was he lying? I don't know. Was he lying? I don't care. I don't... Him being... What's more depressing? What's sadder? Him... It actually happening? Or him being a pathological liar? I don't know. That's the other thing. I don't know. I don't want to know. It's like the great... Now it's like the great mystery of whodunit. Both weird. Both such weird... I think it's less weird if he's lying. I think that is less weird if he's lying. It makes more sense if he's lying. It makes so much more sense if he's lying. Who would offer to send proof? Who would offer to send proof? He's probably told heaps of people. That's probably his move now.
I've only told 5 people in my life that I've had a sip of alcohol. You're lucky number 6.
That's probably his line for attention at the bar while he's sipping alcohol.
I've only told 5... We can all see you drinking, Reed. No, I've only told 5 people here.
But now I'm like, if he is actually sincere, how do I goof on that? How do I goof on that now? I'm like,
I'm a fucking coward. I need to go to a meeting. I'm not gonna go to a meeting. I've got it all figured out. My name's Reed. I've got it all figured out. I need to go to a fucking meeting. I won't go to a meeting because I'm a fucking coward. This is what he needs to hear if he's being sincere.
Oh my word, you just... And it did break my heart. That was the thing. It was like, it just... That was my sincere... That was my sincere message. I was like,
just thinking about a guy going through what you're going through is breaking my heart, man.
He's a liar. Yes, he is a liar. No? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't care either. That's the other thing. Like, what the fuck, man? Why the fuck would I care? Why the fuck should I care? Who cared about that? Who would care? Who would care for me on in that?
Hey, guys. This is me, if I mean. Hey, my name's Joe. My life's a disaster. I am speaking into an iPhone because I have no fucking money. My name's Joel. I want to sing. I want to play guitar. This is, but I'm not doing it. My name's Joel. I am going to die. I am. It is inevitable. I want to feel. I want. My name's Joel. I don't have a toothbrush. Because I can't afford one at the moment. My name's Joel. Could you guys please help me?
No, yeah, this is... Imagine being fucking Reed.
Hey, guys. Imagine being one of these folks. Hey, guys. I'm in a predicament. You guys want to fucking hear... You guys want to listen to me fucking complain about it, do you? Or... Hey, my name's Joel. This is the situation I'm in, but I know I'm the fucking man. Hey, my name's Joel. I'm looking right into my fucking eyes. I know I am destined for greatness. Hey, my name's Joel. I can remember when my only fan was fucking but, my name's Joel. I'm going to the fucking moon. My name's Joel. I'm the fucking man. My name's Joe. I'm the fucking man. My name's Joe. I'm the fucking man. I'm the fucking man. My name's Joe. And I will do this. 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 By the time this is out, I will have done it. Hmm? You fucks. Read. Fucking read. Fucking disaster. You fucking I do not even want to That was the weirdest approach I ever took, though. I was like, your life sounds so fucking depressing, I do not even want to look at you. Which was the fucking truth, bud. You needed the truth. Why the fuck would I want to be your friend? I ain't got no friends. No new friends. I got no friends. It's me and my family. To the bill, baby. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Is there a polite way to tell another grown man you were a grown man, Reed? Is there a polite way to tell him, hey man, I've never fucking met you. You don't watch my videos. I don't care. You don't subscribe to me. I don't care. I don't care about your fucking pathetic existence. I've got mine to worry about. Ugh. I'm not fucking... Sorry, man. It's so much more fun to be fun. Man, you told him you didn't fucking believe him. That's when he was like, all right, this guy can see through fucking bullshit. Yep. Yep. Yep, bucko. Fucking weirdo. Ding, 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 ding. Go to a fucking meeting, Reed. You sound full of shit.
Jill, you're right.
Never thinking about you ever again, Reed. I'm sorry. You got sincere, Joel. Now you have villain Joel. Now you have guillotine. Now you have fucking guillotine. But I'm still like, was he sincere? Was he not sincere? Makes no sense either way. I don't think he liked that as a drunk. I was calling him a fucking drunk. As a drunk, I was like, hey, buddy, you sound like a fucking pathological liar. Hey, buddy. It takes one to know one. You're probably fucking drunk. He's probably fucking drunk right now. Oh, my word.
Oh, my word. He's probably drunk right now. Hey, man. I really relate. Oh, my God.
Is this coke? Is this real? Let me know. Was Reed full of it? Was Reed honest? I gotta get off before I almost fucking burnt down my entire life when I thought he was dying. I almost did. So I'm so angry at him. He owes me an apology. That's how I worked it out. That's how he worked it out. Though I would have helped him get porn out of his life.
My name's Reed. I'm so fucking cheap. I told you I'm going to donate you $300. I never did it. I fucking reneged immediately. No, I'm going to give you $100. Wait, I'm also reneged on that. I'm going to give you nothing, okay? I'm going to tell you I fucking unsubscribed. I'm going to fucking waste your fucking time with fucking emails. Fucking lose my number, man. All right.
I'm never responding to Reed again. Although... yeah, that's probably for the best. All right. All right, bye.
whatever that was, read.